I've been told that the Jewish people are looking for a red heifer in these latter days without blemish. And I was wondering, in the fifth year of Jubilee, and I was wondering if that was in the Bible, and if so, where I could find that.
Well, it does talk about they had a special red heifer offering that they would offer for, I think it was for cleansing a field where there had been a murder. And it also talks about the blood of a heifer in Hebrews. But I have heard about this. It's almost a an obsession that some Christians have, that the Jews have to find this these ashes of the red heifer offering. And, I really don't find support for that, Lewin, in the Bible.
Okay.
I've read it in a lot of this conspiracy literature and some of the sensational things that are floating around out there. But I'm kind of looking on my computer right now, and let me see. In Hebrews chapter 9:13, I want to give you at least a scripture or two.
Okay.
It says, "For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling," and that comes from Leviticus 16, verse 14.
Okay.
"He'll take the blood and sprinkle it." Actually, that's, let me see here. I want, here it is. Numbers 19:2 is the one I'm looking for. "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, upon which never came a yoke, and they give it to the priests." And this was a special offering that the people had. But the idea that that needs to be found before something extraordinary happens in Israel, I don't find that supported in prophecy.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time doing seminars on Revelation and Daniel and studying Ezekiel and Zechariah, and I've really never found anything in prophecy that says that these ashes of a red heifer have to be found.
Okay, I just thought that was one of the signs of the end times, but I guess it's not.
Well, I've heard that before. Some people are saying that the Ark of the Covenant must be found before Jesus returns, and there's been a number of speculations, but that's the best I can do.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lynn. God bless.
You're doing a fine work.
Thank you so much.